till 30 days, you repeat. Now, we were talking about tefillin. Tefillin, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam. And Ben Ishchai says the following. Mishedar kol ilbosh shel Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam b'yachad. Person that, you know, always puts Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam together simultaneously. Ve'ta'a ve'lekach techila shel Rabbeinu Tam. And by mistake, we said, first you should put Rashi and make a bracha, and then put Rabbeinu Tam. But if you made a mistake, right, וכשבא ליטול השני הרגיש שטעה, then we wanted to get the other one to put, he realized that he had put Rabbeinu Tam, so he says, יקשור תפילין של Rashi בלא ברכה. So then, he puts Shel Rashi without a bracha. Because the bracha that he said, it's good for this one also, provided there was no hefsek. But if there was a hefsek, then he has to go back and say bracha again. This is, we are talking about people that put Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam together. But it could happen easily to other people that don't put it together. To me, it happened a few times. That when you come in the morning, you put your talit, and instead of putting Shel Rashi, you put Rabbeinu Tam, and you make a bracha. Urbane Havasa Jam, Havasa Partab. Right? It happened to me a few times. That, you know, what do you do? Instead of, you know, confused early in the morning, whatever, instead of Rashi, you put Rabbeinu Tam, and you made the bracha. What do you do? So here again, if a person, like, you know, was no hefsek, it's very, you know, you just take off the Rabbeinu Tam and put Shel Rashi without a bracha. The bracha that you made, because the Rabbeinu Tam was also there, right? So it's not hefsek.
What's considered hefsek?
What would be hefsek if you didn't remember, if you went through the tefillah and then you realize, hey, I put Rashi there, that's hefsek. If you know, just ma'asim are not hefsek. Ma'asim, actions, are not hefsek. In other words, we say, well, what did you do? He said, l'haniach tefillin, you put Shel Rashi by mistake. So then you just take off Rabbeinu Tam. If you made bracha on Rabbeinu Tam, right, and you realize you made a mistake, so you just, the fact that you take off the Rabbeinu Tam and put Rashi is not hefsek. So the same bracha that you said on Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to pass for Rashi. You don't have to say another bracha. But if a person didn't realize right away, if he went through the tefillah, right, he made the bracha on Rabbeinu Tam and he was wearing Rabbeinu Tam, during, he said, Shema, Shmonai, etc. So then he has to make a bracha. Then he has to make a bracha on Rashi, right? So because that would, because of the hefsek. It's something that could come up.
Does he have to repeat Shema and Shmonai with Rashi on or not really?
No, Shema, yes. Shema. He doesn't have to say Shmonai, no. He doesn't have to repeat. Right. So this is, you know, a mistake that could really happen. I was told that people that put Rabbeinu Tam, they have it in the bag together. So it's unlike, you know, what Ben Ishchai says, what could happen only if a person keeps the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in two different bags, right? And then by mistake, right, he made a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam, so they're also, right, Ben Ishchai says, you just, if you didn't do any, you know, didn't talk, didn't daven, etc., so then you just takes it off and puts the Rashi on first, and he does not have to make another bracha. Ata echad v'shimcha echad u'mikamecha Yisrael goy echad that we send mincha of Shabbat. Actually, Sofot asks the question. Masechet Chagiga. Madu anu potchim b'tfilat mincha shel Shabbat ata echad v'shimcha echad. What does it have to do with Shabbat? Ata echad. Okay, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Shimcha echad u'mikamecha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. that mar she'eino me'inyan ha-Shabbat. And the Tosafot gives the answer of Midrash. Shelosha me'idin ze'al ze, Yisrael ve'Shabbat v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They testify about each other. Shabbat, Israel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Israel v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu meidim al Shabbat, shehu yom menucha. Israel v'Shabbat meidim al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehu echad u'shmo echad v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'HaShabbat meidim al Israel, shehem yechidin ba'umot. Right? They testify about each other, about their uniqueness. Right? So therefore, according to this Midrash, we said, Ata echad, v'shimcha echad, because shezo edut shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael v'Shabbat, ze al ze. Because these three entities, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Israel and Shabbat, they testify about each other. Rabbi Chananyam, ben HaRashi Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael lefichach, kirbo aleim Torah mitzvot, shenemar Adonai chafetz, lema'an tzidgum, yagdil Torah,